Good morning, 1010 here on the Mighty 690 on a Thursday, and that means it's time to chat with Becky Barnhart of Coffeyville Friends of Animals. Good morning, Becky. How are you doing?
Good morning, and I'm doing fantastic. I'm looking at my door right now, and I see raindrops falling on the sidewalk.
Oh, you're right. I can see it falling on the car out on the street, so that is excellent. Real-time live weather report.
Oh, it's wonderful. Yes. And, you know, I even walked outside just to smell the rain, if nothing else. So, yes, that's a good sight to see, that's for sure.
Absolutely. So what is going on at the animal shelter this week?
Well, last weekend, Carter Automotive had that wonderful event, and they had a lot of people attending, and it sounds like it was a wonderful, wonderful event. I wasn't able to attend because I had a wedding to go to, but reporting from Oksana, we were able to have a total of 3 adoptions from that event, and as well as there was adoption that even happened the next day at the shelter. That is really fantastic, because I think she took like 5 dogs. So 3 out of the 5 were adopted that day, and one of them was a dog that had come into us, and we named it Shaggy because his coat was, as you can imagine, shaggy and unkept, and one of our local groomers that's located in South Coffeyville, she's very good to work with us at Style Wagon, took him in real quick and groomed him and made him just look like a totally different dog. Therefore, he was adopted on Saturday by a family from Bartlesville, as I understand it. So it was a great day. We had a lot of people coming over. Not only did they come over and talk to us, we had donations delivered to us. People were bringing us their blankets and their treats for the animals. And we even had a lovely man that has been very good to the shelter through the years give us a very nice donation, money that donation that day. So Oksana was kind of walking on air that day. She was just thrilled to death with how the event turned out. And we again thank Debbie Carter for inviting us. And she also had a 50-50 chance. And I don't know who won the other 50, but they donated the other half to us. So, like I said, it was a win-win day. And very excited about that. Looking forward to next year just to make sure we can participate. We do have some dogs and cats still available, I will say that. We don't seem to ever be low on any of them. I stepped in the shelter yesterday to leave something off, and we had just had an adoption from one of the cats that Oksana put on open line, which shortens my list, but that's a good thing. It doesn't bother me at all that the list is a little shorter today. But she also said that she was moving some a litter of kittens into the adoption room. They had been too young to be adopted, so we keep them in what we call the isolation room. And so she was moving some new kittens into the kitten puppy room. So we will have some brand new 8 to 9 weeks old puppies, or excuse me, kittens, that are ready to be adopted. So that's kind of fun. People really like to come in and get those little young kittens, and litter's there. All right, I'll go ahead and just talk about the cats since I mentioned the kittens and how we have a new litter that's available. We also have Frizzy. Frizzy is an 8-week-old female kitten. I'm not sure the coloration. She forgot to indicate to me what Frizzy looks like, but if you go to our Facebook page, go to CFA, you will be able to see pictures of all of the animals that we have available. As you know, we've kind of changed this around. I don't go through the whole list, so if I talk about animals, you don't hear anything that maybe kind of excites you a little bit, go to our Facebook page and click on and see what we have. But Frizzy is 8 weeks old. That'd be very young. She was brought in by someone who found her tucked underneath the well wheel of the vehicle. And she's sweet, and she loves to be held. She doesn't seem to mind the other dogs and the cats. So she sounds to me like a real sweetheart and a good addition to someone's home. Her adoption fee would be the $55, but she would have the additional $30 because she's too young to be spayed. So what you do is you put down that $30 deposit. The state requires that. And then after you take her to the vet and have her stay, then you give us the documentation and we give you back the $30. So anyway, she's now available. Bertha was the one I was going to talk about. But Bertha got adopted yesterday. She was 3 years old, and she's a tabby mix. And she's very sweet, and she'd been with us for a while. So that's a yay on that one, because you always like to see the ones that have been kind of long-term go out the door. The dogs that I'm going to talk about today is Cinder. C Cinder is a 2-year-old neutered lab mix. He's a large dog, and he would need to find a family that would be happy to accommodate a large dog. He's a very gentle giant. He is also a sponsored adoption. That means that someone has stepped up and said, I will take care of the adoption fee if you can find him the appropriate home. So if you're looking for a large, gentle giant, we've got Cinder available. And he could go home with you that day because he's already neutered. And then we have Xander, a year-old lab mix again. He was brought in by animal control and had a laceration on his neck. Not sure what happened, but it's healed up nicely. And he's beautiful. He's a beautiful boy. He's just looking for that forever home. And then the third, she must have decided we needed two large dogs, and now we've got Hank. Hank's an 8-month-old collie mix. He's new to the shelter, and he is a great companion. He will not grow to be super large. So he's, if you're looking for a small to medium-sized dog, he would be the perfect match. So he's also, like I said, new to the shelter. And all of these animals I talk about, you can go to Facebook page, but I ask her how full we are, and I think in the large group room we had 3 empty kennels. And that large room will house 20 dogs is what we house in the big dog. And then if we get an overflow, we have to put up temporary shelter for them. But so that tells you that we are filling up again. And the kitten and puppy room is full. She's got some nice little dogs and their little puppies that are in there and available. We don't feature the puppies as much because, you know, they pretty much sell themselves. You know, who has not ever seen an ugly puppy? They're all cute, and they all want to go home. So to us, that's always a pretty much an easy adoption if someone's looking for a puppy. So she likes to kind of highlight maybe the older ones that aren't getting the attention that she thinks they should have. We also want to thank everyone for all the donations we've been receiving lately. And a good reminder is we love those small to medium-sized blankets. If you do have large blankets that you want to get rid of, bring them out because we have a nice volunteer that will take them home, and she cuts them up and she sews them up and makes smaller beds. And sometimes if we're in a hurry, we can also just take those blankets ourselves and we quarter them, and that becomes the perfect size for their beds. Dog treats. We've talked about that. We love to get those dog treats from medium to large size and small. But, you know, again, if we get a big box of large treats, we just break them in half if we need to for the smaller dogs. And canned food is always good for the mamas and the puppies and kitty litter. If you happen to come out and our gate is closed, sometimes people are reluctant to leave a donation on the outside gate. But it's very safe, very secure, because the nice guys that work across the street from us in the water waste treatment plant, they keep a good eye on what's going on at the shelter. So it would be fine just to leave it there because our hours are kind of odd. We're there in the mornings from 8 to 11, but we're not usually trying to see the public at that time because they're cleaning, you know, that deep cleaning and feeding and things. And then in the afternoons, Mondays through Friday, from 5 to 7 is we're open to the public, and in the weekends we're there from 1 to 4. So, as I said, sometimes people drive out and they say, oh no, the gate's closed, but leave it, it will be fine, and we do appreciate all the donations that come in. Our telephone number is working great right now, so I will share it. It is 620-252-6060, and I've already given the hours, and a big thank you to the community for always supporting us.
Yeah, good deal. And I'm just looking on the Facebook page at some of the pictures, and some very sharp-looking dogs and nice-looking cats, too. So, I mean, really, mm-hmm. And a wide variety. Because, you know, sometimes people say, oh, it's just going to be one kind of breed they'll have. But it's really, yeah. It runs the gamut. And that Hank is a very cool-looking dog.
Yeah, yes, he is, very. And it is kind of interesting how every once in a while, you're right. Well, I'll walk around and look in the cages, and I think, well, we're all kind of looking the same here. We need to do something to jazz us up, you know, jazz it up. But then, just like right now, we have a variety. And the small, and again, you know, the smaller dogs seem to be the easier adoptions. People are more apt to take, you know, that small to medium size than a large. I myself have always loved the larger dogs, but right now I've got a medium size, and I love her to death. So, it doesn't really matter to me, I guess, but There are some great-looking animals. And one thing I was going to kind of just drop a hint at, we haven't got it established yet, but we're going to starting in October because we don't want to rush the holidays. But we're going to have a special event for the dogs and the cats. We're going to get the little treat, you know, plastic jack-o'-lantern baskets that the kids all carry, and we're going to have one for each animal. And if people would like to come out and put a little donation of a toy or a treat or something along the kennels and stuff, we thought that would be fun. It would also kind of maybe get the public to come out, look at the whole population out there. But we did it last year kind of briefly, and it seemed to be really successful. So we're going to really plug it this year and see if we can get the dogs some treats and cats some treats and get some people out to the shelter.
Oh, that's a great idea. That sounds great. A random question for you. I kind of doubt you would have them very often, but do you ever get any birds?
No, but, you know, the state of Kansas, well, the only thing they allow us to house in that shelter are cats and dogs.
Really?
So, and it's probably a good thing because I imagine we'd have fish bowls and we'd have reptiles and we'd have all kinds of things that would might appear. But the one thing, we had a chicken. I guess I should kind of retract myself. It was either a chicken or a rooster that showed up, but we were able to get it placed pretty quick. We had a pig that came in one weekend, and we had a brand new person working up there and called me and said, "What do I do?" And I said, "Well, we can't keep pigs if they won't let us." But the policeman was able, again, to find the pig a home. And a long, long time ago, we had a goat for just a little bit that showed up, but we got it back home really quick. So we have had some experiences with different animals.
Sure. Well, that kind of makes sense. But very good. Well, anything else you'd like to share, Becky?
Well, I think that's it. I just want to again say thank you to everyone. And enjoy this cooler weather. Get out and walk the dogs and give the cats maybe a little seat by the window so they can smell that fresh air. And just enjoy this cooler weather because we all need it. We've all been just a little tired of the hot and getting a little cranky, I think. So
yes.
Just saw that. Help the mood of the day.
Yeah, have a little break. So, all right, Becky Barnhart, Coffeyville Friends of Animals, thank you so much for being on the program today. And I look forward to talking with you next week.
All right, thank you.
All right.
See you next week.
All right, take care. Bye. Okay, and we'll continue with Open Line right after this.